Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Can you see how we've not thought right about this? We've not thought right about this as a society in general. People look at it as, you know, they feel like they ought to be able to go 30 years and nobody ever correct them. I'm an adult. Well, I'll correct myself. If you don't know it, how are you going to correct yourself? If you didn't even know you were wrong about it, how are you going to correct yourself? Well, just me and Jesus. He's the only one that can correct me. Well, that's convenient. How would anybody except you and Jesus know? Well, you can't. Only me and Jesus can know. These are the folks that are the most messed up of all. Did you know that's part of the ministry's job? Thank you for those three amens. Okay, hold your place. Go to Timothy, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Two things here that I want you to notice. First of all, 2 Timothy, the third chapter. 2 Timothy 3 and 15. 2 Timothy 3:15, he says, you know that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you what? Wise. Now notice how it comes, though. So we're back to the vehicle of it. God uses the Holy Scriptures. And it's an indication already of what kind of person you are, because you are sitting here tonight with this book in your hand. Instead of somewhere else doing something else. That's already an indication that you are wiser than the average bear. Amen. On the outside. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in here. We're in here. The Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, how many understand the dumbest thing, the biggest fool, is the one that loses their own soul? So the ultimate application of wisdom is realizing that there is the one true living God, and His Son is Jesus, and He is virgin born and raised from the dead and did pay the price, right? And receive and believe on Him and be born again and serve Him in this life and have reward in the next and have a place in His kingdom in eternity. That's wise. The fool says, there is no God. That's the biggest fool on the planet. I don't care how many schools they went to, how many books in their library, they are fool, capital F-O-O-L. Fool. Somebody say, not me. Amen. He said, able to make you wise to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16, all Scripture. Now stop right here. Did he change subjects, or is it, this is a flow of the first thought here? Is he talking about wisdom? Yes. Wisdom and Scripture. Yeah. And all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, that's teaching, or you could say instruction. Here's instruction. And for what else? Do we need something besides instruction at times? What else do we need? Reproof for reproof for correction. Do we need, besides instruction, do we need reproval and correction? Yes, we do. Not a one of us that doesn't. For instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom, preach the word. Now, do you see the connection? This wasn't written in chapter and verse. It was divided for reference sake. Because the scriptures make us wise, because they are useful for instruction and correction and reproof, then he said, you preach them. You proclaim them, and you do it when you feel like it and when you don't. When it's handy and when it's not. When it's popular and in season and when it is not. And what else do you do? He didn't stop there. What else do you do? Is this talking to ministers and preachers now? We know ministers are supposed to preach the word. But a lot of them cross the line. And reprove too. Uh-oh. No, it's in the same verse. It's just a scriptural to reprove and rebuke, which is a very strong word, as it is to preach the word. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound teaching. I think it's come in a lot of places where people are not even open to receiving correction or rebuke. No, no, no. You just tell me what you think and I'll decide what I want to do with it. Who are you to correct me? Are you trying to correct me? They'll heap to themselves teachers having what? Now, what's the deal with an itching ear? Something itches, what you want to do with it? So what does that mean? That's somebody that will tell you what you want to hear. And it is so sad that so many churches, the ministers have no authority. They are hirelings. They are hired and fired at whim and will of the board. Totally unscriptural. Totally wrong. And so because of that, they always have in mind staying popular. So I can get voted in for another term. If I preach something they don't like, or if I do something they don't like, or if I correct, you know, Deacon so-and-so and he gets mad, well, I'm probably out of here. So there's come so much politics in churchianity. And because of that, minister, you know, so many people don't even know what a real pastor is. They don't even know. You know, we, over the years, we've been here, what, 3 years now. And we had a few people that were surprised that we didn't just sit on the sideline, that we were involved. And if we didn't like something, we said so. Are you with me now? And the Lord told me when we first started this thing, he said, this was like the second week of the church. He said, if you're always giving in to people, who's leading this place? I said, well, it wouldn't be me. If I'm always giving in to somebody else, I wouldn't be leading. He said, if I wanted somebody else leading it, I would have put him here. And you'll have to stand before me and give an account of why you let something happen or why you didn't do something. And it's not going to hold water for me to stand up there going, well, Lord, you know, the people didn't like it. And in Branson, they didn't think that way. And you know, so-and-so, if I'd have said, they'd have got mad and half the church might have left. You'd be a lot better off with half the church leaving than standing up before the Lord, getting judged for not doing what you're supposed to do. Now, people get out of the ditch on that side and come all the way across the ditch and abuse their position. And are just mean and harsh and hard and nosy. It's none of my business whether you buy a Chevy or a Ford. And how your wife dresses. Unless she's distracting the service. I mean, what I mean by unless half the men are not looking to the platform. Then it becomes my business. But, you know, what kind of tie you wear, what style house you build. You know, I believe in people learning to be led for themselves. Being trained and being led. But particularly where spiritual things are concerned, the pastors are supposed to be the spiritual mom and daddy, and the kids are not supposed to run the house. Did you hear me? And in so many churches, people don't have a concept of this at all. You can hear it the way they talk. Y'all need to come hear our little preacher. He's a good little preacher. We just hired him last month. And he's got no authority. And he's got to watch everything he says if he wants to stay out the year. Aren't you glad we're free from that around here? I hope you are. Somebody said, why are you saying all that? Because in order to be wise, you must have something besides instruction. What else must you have? Some correction. And if needed, even some rebuke. Now, rebuke is tough. Rebuke is not even necessarily in a kind tone. Rebuke can seem harsh and hard. But sometimes, depending on the severity of the situation, how many of you about to run your car off a cliff? You don't necessarily want somebody. Now, you might think you did at the time, but when it's all said and done, you don't want them on the side of the road going, honey, please. No, you need something that'll jar you if you're about to be destroyed. Right? Did Jesus ever correct people? Did he ever rebuke people? Was he stern with them sometimes? Was he being mean and just hard and cruel? Was he having a bad day?
No.
What was he doing? It was necessary. It was needful because they weren't getting it the normal channels. They weren't paying attention. Something needed to jar them. And so these are aspects of ministry. Getting some looks across the crowd there like, what are you planning on doing? The Bible? Same thing we've been planning on doing ever since we've been here. Right? Now, I'm a strong believer in not embarrassing anybody publicly unless the Lord really deals with you to do it that way. So I think a whole lot of the correction could be done privately. You understand what I'm saying? Where people are, for lack of a better phrase, can save face and no need to humiliate anybody, embarrass anybody. Now, there are times, Jesus did it, where hypocrites were rebuked publicly. But that's not common. And again, it's people that were hypocritical. And it needed to be dealt with that way. But here he says part of the ministry in preaching the word is also reproving, rebuking, exhorting, with long suffering and doctrine.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Instruction and Correction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602D. That's R1602D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.